A lot of people do not notice their ceilings is dirty until you point it out to them, because they are in their restaurants every day, and that's the last place that they will think that can get dirty. And you see, if you see something every day for 12 months, 24 months, or whatever, you don't see the dirtiness. You would just think that that's uniform look.
Welcome to Beyond Clean with Ace. In the world of commercial cleaning, newcomers and seasoned professionals know we're more than just toilets, windows, and floors. We're just like everyone else with diverse interests in everything. And over the past 7 seasons, tens of thousands have discovered engaging, thoughtful, and truly game-changing knowledge here. Whether you're a facility manager, a frontline staff member, or a building services contractor, we're here to help you grow both personally and professionally. So hit that subscribe button and share with others, because we're all about enhancing lives in healthy, positive, and proactive ways. Now let's join Dave Thompson, Director of the Academy of Cleaning Excellence, your host here at Beyond Clean with Ace.
Hello, everyone. Well, as you can tell, I'm back on the air, and it's another episode of Beyond Clean with Ace. I'm your host, Dave Thompson, and you know what? In the world of cleaning, you never know what I'm going to be talking about or who I'm going to be talking to or where they're going to be, or, you know, we might not even talk about cleaning at all. That's why we call it Beyond Clean. But you know what? I think we're going to talk about cleaning today, because I met this guy on LinkedIn, and hey, you know what really got me is he cleans ceilings, not toilets, not urinals. He doesn't strip floors. He cleans ceilings. So let's see if we got him on the air and if our connections worked right. Roy, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
I see your face, and now I got your voice. So, hey, it's all good on a Monday afternoon here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing great. You know what? I had to get hold of you because there's not too many people that just show videos and stuff of people cleaning ceilings.
Correct.
So I had to reach out and I said, hey, come on, Roy, let's get on the podcast and talk. So you know what? I know about you, but tell everybody who you are, what you do, and what are we going to talk about today?
All right. Yes. My name is Roy Daniels, and we own Ceilings Made Beautiful. And we did start off this cleaning ceilings. And to venture out to be cleaning the ceilings, walls, and then the lights. And then our customers kept asking for more and more. So now we clean ceilings, walls, lights, floors, baseboards, exterior of equipment, front of house, back of house. Our space is this commercial restaurant, deep cleaning. So that's what we do.
Yeah, I was about ready to tell the folks, now wait a minute, you know, whenever he says front of house and back of the house, if you haven't heard this verbiage before, mm-hmm. That's not usually a department store or an office building.
Correct.
So explain to the folks that are listening and that don't understand what that means.
It's commercial restaurants, you know, like a McDonald's, a Starbucks, a Wendy's, a KFC. Front of house is where the consumers eat. Back of the house is where the magic happens, is where the cooks prepare the food for the customers.
Now, I like that where you say the magic happens. You know, my wife has been in the restaurant. She's been in restaurant business her whole entire life. She could talk to you forever on that.
Right. Yep. That's where the magic happens, in my opinion. That's where the magic happens. And yeah, so that's what we do, man. We go around from state to state, and we just fully deep clean restaurants.
Yeah, and so in my life, in my career, I've always said dirt is my life, but that's not quite true for you.
Right.
So how would you phrase it for your business?
That's a good question. Everybody always asks me that. that's a really good question.
If it were me and I was thinking along those lines, I'd say grease is my life.
Grease is yes. That's it right there. It's a dirty job, but somebody got to do it, correct?
Well, that's the cleaning industry, right?
Yes. And it's really, yeah, grease is our life. Yes, that's a good term for it.
So, you know, I want to go back to the ceilings where you started, because, you know, people don't think about greasy ceilings, but that's true.
That's 100% true. Yep. That's a lot of people do not notice their ceilings is dirty until you point it out to them, because they are in their restaurants every day. And that's the last place that they will think that can get dirty. And you see, if you see something every day for 12 months, 24 months, or whatever, you don't see the dirtiness. You would just think that that's uniform look throughout a store.
Until you come through.
Until I come through. And, you know, I will do a test ceiling spot. And they'd be like, wow, we thought our ceilings was, you know, brown. And I say, no, your ceilings is white. But
you mean that ceiling wasn't a beige color when they put it in?
Right. No, it's a white color. But they don't know that until somebody like me come out and point out the obvious. To them, is this their normal look? But to the consumer, like if you go in and you order something, you will think those ceilings are dirty. But to that person inside the store that's cooking the food, they will notice it. But the consumer will notice it. But them inside the store won't notice that. Because that's what they think. That's like they say, oh well, our ceilings is clean, and they won't notice a difference because that's what they see every day.
So you start in the front of the house when you're trying to sell something like that, or you start in the back of the house to sell
something? We start in the back of the house because like I said, when you go and order something, your lunch or your dinner, you know, you look in, you at the counter, you look in the back of the house at the people prepare your food. And, you know, that's all you see is this, you know, the ceilings and the walls, you know, in the back of the house while you're ordering your food. So that what made my wife and I, you know, become, you know, get into this business, because we see what other people see. There's nobody never shed a light to it, to that issue of the cleaning.
So you looked at this through the customer's viewpoint.
Correct.
And then made the pitch to them that way.
Correct. Correct. That's 100% correct. And it's still the hard selling point. Don't get me wrong, but it's a hard selling point. But as a consumer, you know, because we all, don't get me wrong, we eat out at restaurants and, you know, all the time. And, you know, we still see it. And it's just a hard sell, but that's just the name of the business, you know.
Do you ever get tired of going to a restaurant and not being able to look up?
That's a hard, yes, we do it every day.
I've been in the floor business all my life. My wife said, can you get your nose off the floor? I said, no.
Right. It's hard to take away from the business world to your personal world sometimes, because everywhere you look, that's just what your eyes draw to, is just the ceilings or, you know, your light or your walls. Your eyes just draw to what you normally see on a day-to-day basis. So sometimes I gotta just shut my mind out off, and when I go in the restaurants, I just try my best. When I'm ordering food, man, I'm just trying my best not to look. I have to let my wife order sometimes for me, so I don't be like, man, I want to just jump back there and clean.
Right. I suppose that there's a lot of takeout going on around your house.
Yeah, there is a lot.
Well, now that could be for another reason, Roy, because you've got to work from like 10 o'clock at night till 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yep. We start working when the staff leave, and we is done working when the staff shows up in the morning. So yes, it's a long nights, my brother, long nights of work. And so, yeah.
7 days a week.
7 days a week. Yep. Just go from state to state. And it's an untapped business. That's what my LinkedIn channel. I'm always trying to bring awareness to this kind of business. Because there's a lot of people out here that's in the cleaning space, but there's not a lot of people that know about restaurant deep cleaning. There's not a lot of people that knows about restaurant deep cleaning, and they can add this kind of service. You know, there's not a lot of people that know about this kind of work.
So how long have you been doing this?
10 years. 10 years. Yep. So we veterans almost.
So I gotta ask, I mean, why did you get started in this? I mean, you're not only 10 years old. You've been doing some other things too.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We started this 10 years ago. This, like I said, just trying to shed some light in the restaurant industry. And like I said, we started just cleaning ceilings, and our customers, man, is just kept on, you know, asking, you know, for more and more services. So, you know, that's what made us get into it full time. Like I said, the ceiling was just part time at first. We never thought that it'd take off to the amount that it took off to this day. But yeah, it's pretty beneficial for us. And
so what got you into the cleaning business?
I was a car detailer before. So I used to detail cars. And then okay. I went from detailing cars. And then I went to cleaning a university here locally. So that's all I did my whole life is was always cleaning. So regardless if it was a car or if it was the local school, I used to clean for UPS. So that's all. FedEx. I'm sorry. So that's all I did was just always clean something. So that's all I know is cleaning.
Hey, I'm right there with you. I'm over 50 years in the cleaning industry, so I've been cleaning my entire life.
So you feel my pain.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you and I can talk about a lot of stories, man.
Correct. So, cleaning is in my blood. Like I said, I'm, you know, my mid-40s. So I started, you know, cleaning ever since I was, 17 years old. So that's all I know is cleaning.
You know, I have a gentleman that used to be a mentor of mine, and he was getting out of the business and everything. And I said, what are you going to do? He said, you know, cleaning has a way of getting its hook into you and never letting go.
Yes. Even if I retire one day, I don't think I will actually ever retire because there's always going to be something that needs to be cleaned. And I'll be on a cruise ship or I'll be somewhere. And
we went on a cruise one time. It was the first cruise we went on. And my wife said, where have you been? I said, I was talking to the housekeeper, seeing what was going on down in the belly of the ship. She goes,
yeah.
I want a cruise. You shouldn't be doing that.
Yes. I'm up here looking at door jams, looking at doorknobs, looking at kick plates. And then I can't turn my brain off. So I think I'm going to be doing this for the rest of my life, man. It's not going to be at the scale that we're doing it right now, but I'm going to always be doing something.
It does have this way of if you really love it, you're passionate about it, you know, it just has a way of this is just who I am. I mean, you know, like it or leave it, that's just the way it's going to be.
Correct.
Okay, so now they got you coming from the ceilings and doing everything else, but you're still just staying with restaurants then.
Correct. Well, we do a little bit of retail, warehouses. We do a little bit of everything because everywhere you go, there's a ceiling. There's walls. There's lights. There's something to be cleaned in every space. So sometimes we do, you know, a grocery store. Sometimes we do a Myers, you know, but majority of where I like to feel comfortable at is restaurants. We've been doing this, you know, a little bit of everywhere.
So do you mainly focus, Roy, on just the chain facilities?
Yes. We used to do a lot of mom and pops at first. And then all my customers is from corporate and they referral. So, you know, we just worked our way from the mom and pops all the way up into corporate America. So, you know, they just come, you know, people just call me from, you know, state to state. And
you said state to state. Give the listeners a kind of an area like where are you at?
We located in Michigan, and we are nationwide. So we go, you know, either from Michigan to Florida, or from Michigan to New York, or Michigan to California, Michigan to anywhere. We became global last year. So we nationwide. You know, so we go.
So you got your own trucks and crews and everybody going out.
Yep. We got a trailer, and we just normally just be on the road for 2 weeks at a time. So we'd be on the road for 2 weeks. We home for 2 weeks. We on the road for 2 weeks. And like I said, we got a RV that we stay out of, and we pull our vans, and we just go and just hammer out each state at a time.
Now you don't realize how much you're talking my language. Because I had a 38 foot motor coach.
Okay.
And I used to go around the country and teach classes out of my motor coach.
Okay. Yeah, we got a Super C. We got a Super C motorhome.
Okay.
We used to have a Class A, but I felt that when I put up at a restaurant, if I had a class, you know, when we had our Class A, you know, they was, you know, I don't want people to think they was in a rock band or nothing like that. So we got a Super C. It got a little bit of a different unique look to it. So when you pull up, you know, it shows that we working.
Yeah, Super C, for folks that don't know that, it's basically like a white Freightliner cab on the front and then a motorhome behind it.
Correct. You 100% correct. Yep. And that's how we travel. And plus the Super C, you know, you can get to any kind of job, any weather. You know, that sucker, you know, those suckers is built to go, you know, to go anywhere you need it to go. And they could tow whatever they could, you know. Needed to.
Oh, yeah, they're built for millions of miles.
Yes. And so we just go from state to state. And you just deep clean the restaurant at a time.
So,
my wife said,
I can hear her coaching you.
Yeah, she's coaching me.
Yeah, she ought to be part of this. I mean, I got a feeling she's running it whenever you're not there.
She's running the show. I'm just a hired help, I guess.
I was gonna say you're just the employee. She's the boss.
Yes. I'm just the higher help. This is more of her space right here than mine. But yeah.
Well, somebody has to be the face of the whole thing, don't it?
This is her. Where's she at? That's her right there eating lunch.
Yeah, I knew she had to be involved in it somewhere there.
Yeah, she coached me along. She got me some sticky notes and all that other good stuff.
Well, hey, you know, that's Roy, I was just doing a podcast with another gentleman and his wife's been in it. You know, I mean, I've been doing it for 25 years with this marriage and yeah, she's probably heard it so many times she could repeat it before I could.
Yeah. That's exactly it right there. So yeah.
So how many employees you got then if you're running all over the place?
I think we got around like 10 or 11.
But you're lean. You're lean and moving.
Yeah, we was about to jump into some more hiring here shortly. I am about to push myself to get more business. Well, there is a lot more business out here. I'm about to start tapping into a lot more business out here. So that means more hiring for us.
Well, and when you hire, then you have to have another crew. But you know what? You know, 7 nights a week, you can only do one job a night, right?
Correct. Yeah, we do one job a night. Yes.
So you usually can get one done and move to another one each night?
Correct. That's it right there. Yep. Because you got like my wife and I, for an example, I will clean the ceilings, walls, and lights, and my wife will do the floors and the equipment. She'll clean the exterior of the equipment, and then we'll meet together and, you know, finish the rest of the store with detail. At the end of the day. So, you know, we'd start detailing around like 5 or 6 in the morning. And then by the time the workers come in, it's 8 o'clock and, you know, me and her are ready to go to the next location.
And so then you, do you usually park on their lots and stay there or?
Yeah.
You know, this is totally different. People had never heard about something like this.
We normally yes. We normally just, put our RV on their premises, plug in, and we work in while our RV is plugged in, and then when we get done working, we just jump in our RV, go to sleep for a few hours, and then GPS will send us to our next location, which is normally about 20-30 miles from the location. We just clean, and my wife just said normally we discount the restaurant for letting us put our motorhome on their premises. Plus, it's a form of advertisement because we got a huge outfit.
Oh, yeah. I mean, hey, that's a huge billboard. I'd love to see a picture of that.
Yeah, we got a huge outfit, man. I'm telling you, it's kind of cool. Everybody else passed out business cards. we just drive up and down the street and everybody know what we're doing.
Yeah, beat this business card, will you?
Yeah, here's a business card. Yeah, try to outtop what we got. But, yeah.
Well, Now, I know she's in the background. You're going to have to get me a picture of this so I can put it on the podcast and show everybody because nobody believes this is what.
Yeah. It's funny. that nobody ever really heard of this kind of business. And it's even funnier that, you know, nobody. Well, I think there's another company, Service Pro. They got a huge semi truck that they got,
right.
But they don't. They're not in the same space that we in. But they kind of, you know, we kind of doing the same kind of advertisement towards each other.
Oh yeah, I gotta tell you, whenever I was traveling around in my Class A and had the big sign on the side and everything, you mm-hmm. know, it was like people were like, "What are you doing?" And you know, I'd be there for a class and having class, and people would knock on the door during class, and
yeah.
What are you guys doing in there?
Yeah, and it's a good conversation starter for us, and everybody always stop us, and they'd be like, "Man, you got a nice truck with a nice trailer on the back. What you guys doing?" it's a nice conversation starter, and it's a nice, like I said, a nice way of getting business.
Well, the other thing is too, it's a way for you to be very productive, mm-hmm. Very lean in your business operation, control all of your environment. I mean, right. it. Now, I mean, you know, to a fellow RVer, I mean, it just seems like it's just a responsible way to do it.
Yes. Yeah. And we've been RVers. I think we had our RV for a few years now. And like I said, before we got the Super C, we had a Class A. And then before we got a Class A, we used to just pull a trailer. This is a regular West. Our camper we used to pull, he's gonna fit like six people. So we was always doing something with regards to the camping. We just take the camping to a whole different area now, because people don't know that, you know, you can you know, RV or people don't know that you can use your RV to go to work.
Well, yeah, and you get to write off some of that because it's off-road business.
Yes, you get to write off a lot because we're using it 100% business. You know, when we go camping, actually, I don't even think we went camping yet. In it.
One time.
yeah. So we use it 100% of the time for business.
Yeah, some people say you're camping every night.
That's what some people will say, yes.
It's not quite the same, folks. I got to tell you. I remember the first class I did out of mine. I went to Kansas City. I was living in the St. Louis area, drove mm-hmm. to Kansas City, set up. I had 3 days of classes. Yeah, mm-hmm. It was like class all day long. And then all you do is, well, you can't leave. You're still in the same house. You know, it's like 24 hours, seven or for 3 days, I didn't even leave the coach.
Right. Now, do you still do classes or?
Well, yeah, that's all I do. But see, now I moved to Florida, so I put myself in a trailer in an RV park. I got rid of the Class A. And so I live in a 400 square foot, 40 foot destination trailer. And I teach classes here at the Academy.
Yeah. Cause I looked into some of the good stuff that you do. And I said, oh man, this guy's in Florida. And my wife and I was literally just in Florida not too long ago working. And I said, wow, this guy, and it was before you reached out to me. I said, wow, this guy's everywhere.
Well, and I, you know, what you said that you're international. Well, see, earlier this year, the government of Bermuda hired me to come over there and teach classes. So, hey, I understand international. I teach international now, too.
See? Yep. I said, man, this guy got a lot in common. This guy is literally everywhere.
Well, you know, the thing about it is,
and I said, wow.
Yeah, whenever you've been doing this long and you're passionate about cleaning, there's no place on the planet that doesn't need us, right?
Right. Yeah. I would have never thought that you got to convince so many people that, you know, cleaning is essential. But cleaning is pretty much every aspect of life.
Well, you know, my wife works at Universal and she's a part-time, you know, chef down there because of her age and medical issues. And, you know, they have learned that if they need something clean, they have her go and take care of it. Because, you know, with her experience and my background, you know, we clean at a different level.
Right. Yeah. that's what we always tell the people in the stores. They think, some locations, they kind of take offense that we there. And we always just try to tell them, you know, we here to help you guys. We just clean on a different level. than what you guys is cleaning on. We clean this at a different level, like you just said, with Joya White.
Yeah, you would never realize that I clean the way that I do because you don't even have a concept, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That, I mean, you know, it's like you're clean. It's not even on the chart.
Right. Yeah. Their cleaning, in my opinion, is like is preventative maintenance cleaning. Like cleaning is cleaning. You know.
So, yeah. Folks, hey, as we were talking.
Oh, there you go, right there. Yep.
The boss sent me the picture.
There you go.
Hey, I got it up here for you, folks. So, if you're on the video, you're watching the video, there's the rig.
That's the, you called it the beast. So, that's a 37 feet, 38 feet. Like I said. And that trailer is a stacker, a double stacker, and that's 28 foot long. Yeah. And we put our work van in there and we just go.
Well, you know, that's very close to what I did. Mine was only a class A, but it was a 38 foot. And then I had a 20 foot trailer behind it with all of my utensils and stuff. And sometimes we would be able to go into the building, take all of our cleaning equipment in there, have class. Right. You know, the hands-on part, but then I do the, because of the slides and everything, I could actually sit 10 people in. I had a big screen TV. So I had a classroom in the motor coach, and then I could technically go in and do the skills training inside their building.
Right. See, yep. See, that's what I would like to do one day is to teach, the correct way. Well, yeah, the correct way, because everybody had a different ways of doing stuff. And you know, like I said, in our space, which is the restaurants, you know, I believe we have the blueprint of how to clean the correct way, in regards to what the corporate looking for. And if I could somehow, you know, one day in the near future, start teaching, you know, the knowledge that we know how their standards are, I think that'd be a good success for me. One day when I retire, I would love to just go off and, like I said, teach.
Now, here's the thing, Roy. Mm-hmm. You know, I have an affiliate program here at the Academy, and I have an online platform with thousands of students, and I've got like 60 courses in there now. Mm-hmm. Maybe we need to get together and join forces and put some education online.
Yes, it's not enough education out there. So I think that'd be kind of cool. There's not enough education out there that's being pushed. And if you follow me on LinkedIn, that's all I'm doing. You never see me advertising my actual business. I'm just always honing in on education. You know, because people don't know that stuff could be clean. So they will. There's a lot of people that like to, you know, take shortcuts. And shortcuts is, I guess, is fine for them. But it's like, you know, you putting a Band-Aid on something. I don't know how many Band-Aids you can put on something. But if you go in and do something the correct way the first time, which in our field is the cleaner, you clean the correct way the first time, you know, that's is wonderful for us.
Now, I'm going to throw up another picture, folks, because, hey, I keep getting on this other screen. I keep getting pictures here. So here's the rig at night.
Oh man, is that, yeah. Oh, there you go, right there.
Yeah,
the beast.
There it is.
So when you see me in your town, driving down your street, you know what we're here for. You can't
Coming to a town near you soon, right?
Yeah, that's what we say. We come into a kitchen near you.
Dirty kitchen near you that will sparkle when we leave.
Yeah, that's why I said when everybody else, they pass out business cards. I don't think I passed out a business card in over 5 years. My business card is me driving down your street. Or my business card is me getting off the highway. You'll see us coming and, you know.
So where do you go from here is the question. I mean, you're not ready to retire yet.
No, I'm not ready to retire yet. I think I got about a good... Wow. I think I got a good, you know, two more decades, maybe, hopefully, in me.
So but you're gonna quit run. You're gonna quit running it 5-6 nights a week, right?
I'm gonna quit running it. Yeah. I'm gonna quit going off as much as I am doing. I'm gonna downscale that pretty soon, but I'm gonna still be hitting it hard. I'm gonna just be hitting it hard in a different kind of aspect. Like I said, doing training and, you know, if I can get, you know, a few more teams together, you know, I'll scale down. Like I said, do some training, some online training and some other stuff. But I will so always.
I'm thinking here, are you going to set up every one of your teams with a rig like this?
Oh, man, they'll love that one.
Now, wait a minute. If you're putting that out there, you know, Roy, we might be able to get you a whole team real quick.
Yeah. I think the world will love that. This guy's giving out all of us RVs to live out of.
Hey, I mean, yeah, we're going to put you on the road 7 days a week, 3 months solid. We give you a motor home and just travel, and we'll tag you by phone, you know. I can see the business plan.
Yeah, we wasn't ever planning on getting an RV, but it just, man, this work, man, just kept on having us getting bigger and bigger. And then we just said, man, because at first we was going from state to state, and we were just jumping in and out of hotels. And the work was coming in faster than we can get hotel rooms. So we was like, let's figure out what can we do to be able to still keep our customers happy, as well as, you know, we can save money on, you know, like I said, jumping in and out of hotel rooms. So that's where the motorhome came in at. And the world just jumped at that opportunity, and everybody was like, yeah, we like how this guy's operating, because we was getting to the stores faster, a lot faster, because we wasn't, you know, chasing down hotel rooms when, you know. So yeah, it was just a beautiful thing, man.
Well, I got to tell you, you don't know how much similar, because my wife and I lived out of the back of the station wagon for a month and in and out of hotels. And during that time, I said, there's got to be a better way. And I know what it is. And that's when we went to look for the RV, and we did exactly the same thing, just a little differently. But hey.
Yeah, we did the car thing too at first for a while. We was jumping in out of hotels, and then we said, well, we just put a bed in the back of our van, and then that still didn't work. We kept on trying to figure out how to make it work that way we can still travel, we can get to these destinations fast, and our vans was getting fuller with equipment and all that other good stuff, and we was like, man, we gotta figure something else out. And then that's
now the two of you have got to the two of you've got to have seen some beautiful country though with all of this.
Oh yeah, man, we see a little bit of everywhere. And we get to eat food from everywhere. We get to travel, we get to see all kinds of sites. What is that? Tennessee, we like Chattanooga, Tennessee. We always through Chattanooga, Tennessee. We always through Florida. We always through Alabama, the Midwest. So we get to see a lot of scenery, especially during the daytime, because we don't work during the daytime.
I was going to say, you're working night, so during the day you can see some stuff and still work and travel. And
What
a rough life you've got, huh?
Yeah, what a rough life, man. I'm telling you.
I can see the application, you know, now come work for us. You travel, you get to eat, we provide you a home on wheels.
Yeah, it's a rough job. it's a hard selling point for to get workers.
By the way, you want us to pay you? No, we don't pay you. We just give you the experience.
We get a lot of perks. We offer a lot of perks for the guys, because they'd be like, well, what are we doing during the daytime? You say, well, I don't know, whatever you guys want to do. You know, we can go on sightsee, or I don't know.
So that begs a question. Your employees that go with you and stuff, is there very many of them that go with you, and how do they arrange this?
Well, we inside the RV, you know, it sleeps, I think, 9 people.
Okay.
And so, and you got a full kitchenette, you got a shower, everything. So it's, you know, it's accommodating for everybody. So we just, you know, toss everybody up in the RV. We got a shower inside our the big huge trailer. We got a shower inside that trailer, a kitchenette, and that trailer with a sink. What we put the van at, that's a whole nother house in itself. So, you know, we accommodate a lot, man. We just make it comfortable for all the workers. And like I said, we just hit the road, and you know.
And sometimes they go on their own.
So they don't have wheels or anything like that. So they're probably
Well, when we get the motorhome, we put the van inside that big trailer. So like if the guys during the daytime, if they want to go out and do something, they just jump inside the work van.
Ah.
They just go ahead and, yeah, and just drive around the sightsee or whatever. You know, some guys they take Ubers around town or do whatever.
Yeah, we, you know, I had a motorcycle, and what we would do is we had the motorcycle in the trailer, and you know, whenever mm-hmm. we wanted to go someplace, I had a motorcycle, I had a little scooter for her, and yeah, that was our wheels.
The life on the road, man, is a tough life.
yeah, and you know, I'm in my late 60s now, and it's you know, those days are gone, and you know, I'm glad that I did it. I can talk with you about it. I mean, who would have thought we talked about cleaning ceilings? We spent most of our conversation time today
talking about RVs. Hey, it's an actual thing, man. People actually, if that's not us, there's a lot of guys out here that got their own business that's living full time out of their RVs. We literally just bought a house 6 months ago. We lived out of our RV for 3 years. You know, like, but you know, we still in the RV more than we at home now. But you know, it's an actual thing that there's a lot of guys that's out here. They living full time and they traveling out their RVs and they doing what they want to do in the space that they want to be in, and they just kicking butt. And I said, wow, is this not us doing this? It's a lot of the world that's doing this.
No, and you know, living in an RV park, you know, I've got some permanent people that are right close to me, but the site right next to us is always somebody new. And here the last few years, we've got a lot of traveling nurses.
Yeah.
And just the other day, a traveling RV repair guy was there.
See? Yeah, we run into those guys a lot. And when we was in... was in Galveston, Texas. We stayed in the RV park for like almost a month. And there was guys from all over. They were just coming through there and spending the week at the campsite where we was at. And there was a guy, like you just said, who do trailer repairs. He stayed there for a few weeks. And I said, man, these people, man, they everywhere.
Well, and the thing about it is I don't think that until you've done this life like this, Roy, you wouldn't have any idea. But you know, we've been in ours now for 7 years. We don't look back. We don't want a brick and mortar building anymore. We're done with that.
And that's what we are. I tell everybody, I say we done with brick and mortar as well. You know, so and like I said, it's very fun for us, and it's just a whole nother experience.
So before I let you go today, because I know it's the middle of the afternoon for you, and you probably worked last night, got to work tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So I got, folks, I got him out of bed and got him up here in front of the camera. But, you know, I think that people probably are thinking, do you have to have specialized chemicals, specialized tools? Or is this really something that's that special? Is it more process?
It is specialized. It's a little bit of both. You don't need a license to do this. I like to push because you're in commercial restaurants, green clean. So, you know, if you can get your hand on any kind of green clean cleaner, you know, I believe that's what you should use in a restaurant. You know, you don't need a lot. You know, we started off with just a spray bottle, a brush, some microfiber towels, and some good green clean. And that's how we started. And, we just took the world by storm, and we just kept on, getting, you know, more and more, equipment, a steamer, you know, I'm quite sure you've seen our, a few of our videos. You know, we used the commercial grade steamers. Which is 100% green clean. Is this water, heated water, pressurized water. You know, you can clean anything with that. But yeah, we started off with just a brush, some green cleaner, and just some microfiber towels. And, you know, anybody can get in this business. There's not enough people in this business. But equipment always makes it a lot easier and faster.
You know, I would love to talk to you sometimes about some chemistry and stuff. You know, one of the things that I find that's interesting about this business is how many people like you go out and restore a building, and then they let it go and let it go until you come and restore it again, but they never can take care of maintenance.
Yeah. When that's going to always be a question on my mind of how do people do that, because they think, well, these guys come through every, you know, 24 months, 18 months, and then, you know, some people, they just let the store, you know, go again for another 10 years without being cleaned, and then they want a guy like us, a company like us, to come through there and deep clean to make it look brand new again in one night. And I'm like, there's no way. You gotta, after a company come through and clean, now you gotta put processes in place for the upkeep. You know, hire your local cleaner, you know, to come through there once a week, you know, once, you know, however you guys want to do it.
So I'm picking up that you usually don't see a building but once every year and a half or so.
Correct. Yep. Between 15 to 24 months.
You guys, wow. You know, you would really think that people would have you come on a regular basis to keep it in shape, like every 6 months.
Yeah. That would be ideal, but
doesn't happen.
That's a whole nother conversation. That would be ideal. But I don't know. That's why I'm always honing in on my platforms that I'm on. You know, after you get done retaining us, hire your local cleaner, and, you know, just so they can stay on top of things. But, you know, and I know it's not their employee's job to, because their employee's job is to keep the line moving. You know, that's where there's guys like you and I who have cleaning businesses who can put, you know, put things in place so that they can stay on top of their cleaning. But sometimes it just falls on deaf ears.
Well, you know what? At some point, you and I need to get together and get some classes set up, some online classes that you can leave for some of these restaurants, man.
Okay. Well, I would definitely like that.
Well, we have a point of conversation, folks. If you have enjoyed this podcast and this conversation, I think we could probably have some others. Hey, if you're a fellow RVer, we'd love to hear from you, because this is what we kind of like to do.
Yeah, we could talk about RVs all day.
Yeah, and we also like cleaning too. So, hey, yeah. You never know who you're going to talk to and what's going to happen. But I got two questions before you go, and I let you go for the day. Where were you born?
Chicago, Illinois.
Chicago, Illinois. So you're still up north, like right where you like to stay there, huh?
Yeah, the windy cities.
Yeah, but folks, he drives that RV down here south, I heard, quite often.
Yes, we about to be in your neck of the woods in about 2 weeks from now.
Hey, whenever you're in my neck of the woods, give me a ring. I might be able to come there, come watch you and take some video or something.
Yeah, we're gonna be right in your neck of the woods, up and down the panhandle. Where are we going to be at?
Now, my other question for you. Mm-hmm. For 2024, mm-hmm. What is on your personal bucket list? Not business-wise, personal
bucket list. Business. Where do I even start? On my personal bucket list?
Personal bucket list, not business.
On my personal bucket list, I want to get me a old school. I had a 77 Corvette that I just sold. So my personal bucket list, I would like to get me another 77 Corvette this year.
And why a particularly a 77?
Because my birthday is July 7th, 1977. So 7777. So that's my number. So if anybody out here that's listening, if they have a Corvette that's 77, give me a call.
Hey, wait a minute here, folks. We got to put Roy there. There is Roy's email address.
Yep. And my phone number is 1-800 Simmons Made Beautiful. 1-833 CMB for you. So that's my personal bucket list, is an old school 77 car. So give us a jingle.
Folks, there's two reasons I ask those questions. And the first one is, hey, you know what? We now know where Roy started his life. We know a little bit of what he's done, you know, before and now. And we also know that, hey, if he's can get another 77 Chevy Corvette, he's going to be in top. Oh, he's going to be right there.
Yes, I'm be there.
What we don't know is we don't know what's going to happen between now and the next time we talk with you. So make sure that you keep life healthy, positive, and proactive.
There you go.
Roy, thanks for being on the show with us. And, hey, I look forward to some more conversations. We're going to have some fun.
Thank you, too.